All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll tell you what, I need a remix. Sully, you got to put this song to Doug and Scott.
Let's do it.
Were those guys okay?
You know what? It's funny, I heard some, I think it was Ryan Woolley that said that was awkward. I didn't hear
those
it.
Two sounded blown out. Everything all right on the middays? My God, what they do? They go out to the Crab Shack for a little late night capper?
What did they say?
Mike, they sounded dead.
Oh, did they? They were probably super tired.
They sounded dead.
Well, I saw on Instagram.
Then, and I know the ticket texters caught it. They cut me right off.
They were ready.
Yeah.
Woo-wee!
No.
They were just like, F this guy, we're out. Gator needs a nappy.
It's funny you say that, though. I saw on Instagram, Kang posted an Instagram story last night at the pool. Everyone looked like they were drinking, having fun. Ah. So they probably had a long night.
Well, listen now. I mean, you got to pick the energy up. My God.
The house they have looks incredible that this station puts them up in. It's crazy.
What do you mean a house? Back when we used to do spring training, we got stuck at that dump of a hotel everyone stayed at.
It's a mansion right on the golf course. They have a hot tub. They have like a waterfall in the pool. It looks crazy.
You know what's funny, though? Like, this is the trip Powers goes on because those are his boys. But, like, he never comes to Vegas with us. Never.
Apparently he did.
Never.
He did years ago before I even started going.
It's back when Jimmy was cool. Like, he was out there banging Miller Lights and playing craps while we're on the air. Like, now, dude, he's down there partying. We're like, Jimmy, you going to come on a trip with us? You know, you
want to
go out and go, I can't. Baby Jezebel has got a dance recital. And I'm like, all right, dude, how many dance recitals is it now? It's running on about 10 years. Amazing.
Wish he would. That'd be fun.
Amazing.
See him let loose.
I'm sure Jimmy's all over it. I'll tell you, those two needed a nap. We're gonna bring a little higher energy to the table today. Where the hell do you want to start? You have got a little bone for this Tom Brady news, and I don't get it.
Oh yeah.
Dave, it's gonna be a great show today. It's gonna be very exciting. I wouldn't pay Brady $10. Do you want to wait till 3 o'clock for the Brady stuff, or do
yes,
you want to just leave? Or
I do.
Do you want to ask your critical question? Do you want to ask your critical question? Do you want to ask your critical question? Step in any time here, Mike. Do you want to ask your critical question?
Which one? Well, I have several today.
You know, I'm gonna tell you. You know the one.
If it's the one that we're thinking of, then yes, I absolutely do.
Listen
about
to me.
Magic Johnson? Yes.
No. Bring your energy up, or we're going to move you to the midday. Gator needs a nappy.
No one knows what you mean. What do you mean?
You had a critical question you were asking me 15 times in that cube regarding a game last night.
Oh, yes. No, I'd rather start with that because I want to give you an opportunity to chat about it at the beginning of the show.
Give me an opportunity. Let me chat.
So, what a game last night. What a comeback for Michigan State. That was crazy.
Right.
But I had asked you several times, and now we're on the same page. I'd asked you several times over there, hey, you know what? Are Michigan State Spartan fans alive out there right now?
Let me help you.
because
we don't have any.
No, I saw so many texts yesterday. So I know you say don't judge the pulse of the people on texts or tweets, but you know what? There were plenty of people asking about, hey, can you talk Michigan State? What do you think the ceiling is for Michigan State? Can they make a tournament run? Does Izzo finally have them right at the end of the season?
Yeah.
And then last night happens, a great comeback, and I think that there are. I have confidence in my Spartan friends out there that they do want to call in and talk about the team right now, because I think there's reasons to be excited about Michigan State.
Well, no, according to Michigan fans, there aren't, because Juwan's busy finishing 10th in the conference. No, MSU's going to go and win another Big Ten title. No big deal. Just going to go out and put another banner up in the Brez. I mean, that's really what they've done. They've managed to go out with a brutal end-of-the-year slate, go on the road, beat Maryland, go on the road 2 days later, beat Penn State, handle Iowa at home. That's a lethal three-game run in one of the tougher Big Tens in recent memory. Now they'll come home against OSU, take care of business, win the Big Ten. That's pretty damn strong considering what it looked like they were headed towards. Really, the week of Wisconsin, Penn State, Maryland at the Brez, and we look like we'd never played basketball before. I mean, Joe Lenardi's got him as a 3 seed. That's probably one higher than I would seed them. But if I asked you at the beginning of the year when you found out Josh Lankford was done for the year, would you take a 3 seed? I would. And I think they've earned it back. Look, last night, though, Mike, a little bit was their fault. A little bit was like intergalactic. Penn State hit 10 threes in the first half. I think they were 9 of their first 13 from the floor from deep. You can't – there's nothing you can do. Only one or two of them was a defensive breakdown. But then what happened? Regression. That's what happened. Penn State goes like 1 of their next 17, cools off, and State goes 41-22 to 63-57. I mean, a 34-9 run. It was, look, that's one of the better regular season games I've seen in a while. Like, if you asked me for two better back-to-back regular season road games in the Izzo era, I don't know that I could come up with them. Not off the top of my head. And the best part was, you know, again, Rocket Watts playing a big role. Xavier Tillman was splendid last night. What he did to Stevens, starting Stevens off 0 for 10 from the field, that's Xavier Tillman. But if you've got Cassius and you've got Xavier and you've got Rocket, you've got the three-headed monster that you intended on. You don't know. Rocket Watts isn't Josh Lankford. But in some way, look, I'll tell you this. You're not missing anything defensively. And frankly, I think Rocket's an improvement over Josh defensively. I mean, Rocket Watts is playing elite perimeter defense. He really is. And offensively, I gotta be honest, he don't look like a freshman no more. He's not shy about it. He'll take some shots where you cringe and go, oh my God, Izzo is just going to Pink Panther off stage, get out of here. But to Tom's credit, he's not doing it. But if those three can be the primary, you've got the secondary pieces to be okay. The interior defender in X, the perimeter guy in Rocket. And look, I mean, Cassius, despite the athletic limitations he has, he's going to go down in history as one of the better players in Big Ten, maybe ever. So, I mean, I'm excited, but Mike, this is not a college basketball town.
No, let me jump in. And Mike, I want you to turn your microphone off for a second here, because this is what I want to speak to our beautiful, beautiful listeners about. Guys, Mike Valeni doesn't believe in you, okay? Mike Valeni does not believe that we have Spartan fans right now out there who want to talk about Michigan State basketball. And this is where I want to side with and speak to my friends that are Michigan State fans and all of our loyal Spartan listeners. Help Mike out right now, because he wants to talk MSU hoops. There's a ton of texts about it, but let's get some more phone calls and prove Mike wrong that we actually do have people that can call in right now at 248-539-9797 that want to talk Michigan State basketball as we're, in March approaching the tournament.
Good luck, buddy.
All right? help Mike out, call in, and let's have a few calls on MSU.
If this were like Sirius XM, you know, ESPNU today, and you're talking into ether, you can do a bunch of college. Mike, people didn't even watch the game last night. Like, that's the reality of it. All right, people at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, they're not turning on college basketball in this area because this is a garbage college basketball town. It's garbage. Absolute garbage.
But this is the one time a year we should be able to talk college basketball in March. And that's why I want people to prove you wrong and call in and talk MSU.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate it.
I want to know, but I can tell how passionate you are about the team right now.
No.
They've had a couple big wins.
Mike.
They're going to be a 3 or 4 seed, and there is reason to be positive.
But I talk to you about college ball all the time,
yep.
Bud. It's just I understand the game on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I understand we can't do it. Of course I'm passionate about it. I mean, this team's been a roller coaster. This team has been something else. But they've survived some bad breaks, both on and off the court, and maybe they're in a position to do a little something. I'm still skittish about it. I mean, you fall behind by double digits to Iowa. You fall behind by 20 to Penn State. You know, that is not a recipe for success. But what I like is they've kind of answered the bell about mental toughness. They've answered the bell about can they respond? Can they dig in? Yeah, man. Yeah. And truthfully, I don't know that there's a team in the league that's got a better pair of back-to-back W's on the road. So now they got to take care of OSU, hang a banner, like to see them win a couple in the Big Ten tourney. And then, yeah, you hope you're a 3 seed and maybe you just look back at the regular season and go, man, for all the bitching and moaning, preseason number one, and you're like, all right, they won the Big Ten. They got a 3 seed. I don't know. You kind of just would be like, all right, we're back to zero. The preseason ranking I let go of a long time ago because Langford got hurt. The ranking was based on Langford being healthy. So, you know, do I think MSU's capable of beating anyone in America? Sure. Do I think they're also capable of losing to anyone? Yeah, sadly, I do. But that's the fun of it. I don't think the list of teams that can beat anybody is very long. I don't. The list of teams who can lose to everybody or anybody, that list is very long. But yeah, I mean, if you showed me right now, like, if you told me that in a month, MSU's in the Final Four facing Dayton, like, what am I going to tell you? We got no shot to win? I'm going to be quivering in fear of Obi Toppin? Like, no. Or MSU faces Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. Yeah, listen, do I think Gonzaga's size would bother us? Yes. Do I think we could beat them? Of course I do. So it's just one of those. I'm excited that they have gotten hot at the right time. And maybe 3 games isn't enough. We go back a couple of weeks. They were in the worst stretch of basketball I can remember. I don't remember an Izzo team losing games at the Brez that way. But 3 games, 2 of which are on the road, all 3 ranked, 3 wins. Some real adversity within 2 of those games. They kicked the hell out of Maryland in the other. I kind of feel like they're getting hot. You beat OSU, you win a couple in a Big Ten tourney, you go out and you win, let's say, 6 of your last 7. I mean, I don't have it in front of me. My guess is MSU's played arguably the toughest schedule in the country. They've played more big games than anybody. And you kind of just go, all right, they ended up right where they were supposed to be. You know, a 2, a 3, a 4, whatever. I mean, who cares? You're going to play who you're going to play. I mean, yeah, you hope they'd be a 1 seed, but when Langford went out the door, I think my hope for that did. End up a 3. You hang a banner. Of course I'm excited about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.